Welcome to Wildly Worthy, where we get intentional about money and life. I'm Nikki. I used to be insecure, anxious, feeling stuck like a victim of my circumstances until I started taking inspired action and truly believing in myself. Now I'm an international money and mindset coach, teach other women how to take charge of their finances and their lives. Each week, I'll teach you something new to get you one step closer to your dream life. You'll learn how to make friends with your money and yourself while finding gratitude and abundance all around you. It's time to start believing that you are wildly worthy of your wildest dreams. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Hi, Eva. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. Would you just share a little bit with the listeners about who you are and what you do and how you help people?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I actually, for those of you that don't know, met Nikki through our Fast Foundations Mastermind. We were in a business mastermind together working on our businesses. And I was in that business mastermind because I'm actually a nurse. I've been a nurse for, I guess, over 5 years now. And a couple of years ago, I kind of just got this feeling that I was meant for something more outside of nursing at the bedside. And even though I had worked so hard for that career, I just felt like there was something else out there for me. And I just started testing things. I started trying new things. And I eventually landed on my brand called Purpose People, which I now run. And like I said, that's kind of how I met Nikki through this business mastermind. I kind of built this business from nothing. And it's been an amazing, exciting, awesome journey, but obviously really challenging building a business as a nurse and not a business professional, but I absolutely love it. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me what's your business about? What prompted you to really start this Purpose People?
Yeah. So my business is about nurses. So I should have probably said that. Like I said, I'm a nurse. And so I kind of saw these gaps in healthcare and these gaps of the support that nurses weren't getting. And so I kind of started trialing things. I didn't know I was going to have an apparel brand because Purpose People is a retail apparel brand. And we support people in multiple ways. Like we have free resources. We have our community over on Instagram. Pro what my brand was going to be or what I was going to be talking about. I just was like, nurses need help. There's a gap here. And like, I don't know how to fill it, but I think we need to start with some sort of community and support for nurses. And so I just started trying things. Like I always say, like, I started out blogging, just like talking on Instagram. And then I started a little blog and I was like, I absolutely hate this. I don't like blogging. So I kind of cut that out. I was like, this isn't my jam. You know, I started like a book club for nurses. And then I was like, I liked it. And I liked talking to people and I like the community, but I was like, there's just something missing. Like, it's not it. And so I just went through this trial and error phase. I did all these different things. And then the first time I launched product, I was like, yes, like this is for me. And then it eventually grew into now this entire like retail store, e-commerce store, and a like full on brand. And it's crazy to talk about that and like say that that's my journey, but yeah, that's kind of how it is, how it came to be and what the brand is.
I love it. Okay. So you started this business during the pandemic, correct?
So it was actually just prior. It was October of 2019. I shouldn't even say like I launched the brand. I launched 6 mugs in October of 2019. And then January of 2020, I launched apparel for the first time. So I had already had this idea of like, you know, that nurses need support prior to the pandemic, but it's actually crazy how the world like aligned the pandemic with the start of my brand. So, you know, not even 6 months into starting this idea of this like e-commerce store and supporting nurses, the pandemic hit. And so it pretty much grew into itself and like really became an established brand during the pandemic. So yes and no, like I started it prior, but it really grew during the pandemic.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about the growth during the pandemic. Did you see more people supporting nurses or did you feel like nurses needed more support? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think in the beginning of the pandemic, I found that people were like, you know, frontline workers, these heroes, like we need to support nurses. And we were like the highlight story of like a lot of people's conversations, a lot of stories, because there was so much fear. Like we didn't know what was going to happen in the pandemic. We didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, but we knew that nurses were the face of it and that they were in, you know, quote unquote danger going into the pandemic because we really didn't know like what was going to happen. And so I think at the beginning, the media, like even just regular old people in conversation, like they were all talking about nurses and how to support them. And we were getting, you know, free lunch all the time delivered. We were getting like support, at least on like social and from family and stuff, just like that verbal support too. And I found that we're still in the pandemic and now the nursing shortage is worse than ever. And I'm finding that like through the past 2 years, it's slowly decreased as far as that support, in my opinion. And so I feel like my brand is more important now than it was 2 years ago, because 2 years ago, everyone was talking about nurses and how they need to be supported and what can we do. And I feel like that's fallen off over the last 2 years, and nurses are still struggling, still needing support. And it's nice to feel like my brand, Purpose People, is that constant for nurses that they can always come to and they're supported by us, like no matter what, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to like reiterate that you're still a nurse and you have this business also, correct?
Yeah. So I have been at the bedside. I've been at the hospitals working with patients. So it's cool to have that perspective as well of, I really know what it's like. Like I know what nurses are going through. And so it excites me to be able to know how to best serve them through my own experience. You know, it's not like I'm just hearing from the community what they need. I know as a nurse, like what I need or what I feel like I need. And I'm able to kind of like let that shine through Purpose People as well. So I'm in this unique place right now with having two jobs, kind of, you know.
It's fun, but crazy, right? I went through that. Exactly. Yeah.
I know, because you were a teacher, right? And you probably had a phase where you were doing teaching and business at once. And it's exciting, but as you know, it can be super overwhelming to have to like keep your brain in a million different places and keep everything straight. So it's been interesting, but good.
Yes. And like exhausting. Some days I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to continue both of these, but you are doing amazingly and I'm loving everything you're doing. So tell us about going from nurse with no experience in business, marketing, any of that type of stuff. Like, what, you know, how did you start? Where did you look? How did you get resources? Like all that good stuff.
Yeah. So it's so funny because I feel so confident now in saying, oh yeah, as a business owner, but obviously like 2-3 years ago when I started like getting into this world and feeling like I had something out there for me that wasn't being a bedside nurse, or in addition to being a bedside nurse, I should probably say, I had nothing. I had no resources. I had no experience. I generally did not even know steps 1 through 5. Like I was just like, I'm just going to figure out what step 1 is and go from there. So it really took a lot of learning and just like the guts and excitement that I had about doing it was what drove me to figure it out. And so it really was a lot of times Google. A lot of times it was asking the one business friend that I had, who actually inspired me to start my business. She was a nurse who had started her own business supporting nurses through mentorship. I would ask her a lot, hey, like, what do you do for this? Or just that one resource, that one person that you know that can help you, asking them, even though it might be uncomfortable, like kind of just being vulnerable and asking somebody. Like I said, Google was huge. And then when I really decided on, like I said, product, that back in October of 2019, when I decided I wanted to try to launch product, I had no idea. And that was when I was like, okay, I'm pretty excited about this and I really want to try it. Let me get myself a mentor. And so then at that point, just through someone I found on social media who I had followed for a long time, who I knew had their own brand, I went through her mentorship program. And I think a lot of times too, a lot of people listening might think mentorship or coaching is like this huge, crazy, expensive thing. But there are people who do almost like micro coaching. Like we had, I think it was like one Zoom call every 2 weeks for 3 months. And that was all it was. And it was like a little bit of email support. It wasn't like I invested $5,000 in this crazy coach. Like I invested maybe $500 or so to be able to get help. Because I was starting out and I didn't have a huge, you know, business savings or investments funds from anybody. And so, yeah, so I started with her, and a lot of it as well was following people on social who were doing what I wanted to do and not copycatting them, like, you know, piece by piece, like not copying their designs or copying their specific shirt, you know, whatever that was, but like genuinely like, okay, what is this person doing and why are they successful? And I think so much of that is more powerful than you realize, you know, like this person's making money doing this and they look happy, or they seem like they're enjoying this brand that they built. Like what are they doing? What works for them? How are they cultivating community? Just those basic aspects that you can kind of look at people you admire and I don't want to say copy, but yeah, copy and at least take from.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hear, I don't know who said this quote, but success leaves clues. Yeah. When you exactly. see someone who's successful, they, you can follow what they've done to get to your own success. And it may look a little bit differently, but it's still there. It's still kind of a formula. It's, and some of it, part of it, I think, is just showing up every day for yourself, for your business, and for your community. And let's talk about community a little bit. So what is your recipe for having that captivated audience and building the community around your brand, Purpose People?
Yeah, community is what I drive my entire brand through, if that makes sense. Like that community is first, and the revenue that comes from the retail, from the apparel, from the direct sales, it all is driven from that community. And so that's always my first and foremost. Like I lead with community because people buy from a brand that they feel connected to. And so community creates connection, and it's also based in a mission. So like I said, I really feel strongly about the brand and just this need that nurses have to be supported and feel seen and not feel like they're alone, especially in these crazy times. But even before the pandemic, like I said, like I had this dream before the pandemic, and I just knew nurses needed more support. And so I cultivated it really through social media and being authentic myself. Like you mentioned, I am a bedside nurse as well, and I've experienced the challenges that nurses go through. And I feel like I came from a place of just like open honesty, keeping it real and not sugarcoating what the problems were, the challenges were, and being like, hey, I experienced these things too. I feel challenged too, but here's how I try to live in my purpose and live a more fulfilled life as a nurse, despite these challenges. And so I kind of showed my own story. And so I've built the brand largely on my own storytelling, my own experiences, and then also inviting people into that. So not just influencer type of stuff, like, hey, this is my experience, like this is me, but then sharing authentically what's going on with me while then saying, what about you guys? Like, what have you guys seen? How do you feel about this? Let's talk about it together. And so being able to kind of share personal experience, but then inviting in the community to like share how they feel. And then I actually listen, like if someone says, hey, I need this, I'm like, oh, I'm going to create a free resource for this, for you guys, or, you know, really taking what they say so they feel like they have a say and they have a small piece of the brand themselves. And I think when people feel like the brand is partially theirs, like all of my, I always call them my OGs, like all my OG people that have been here since the beginning, like I genuinely feel like they have a small piece of it to themselves because they've been a piece of the puzzle this whole way. And I love to be able to make people feel like that, you know?
Yeah, I love that. And I think you sharing what you're going through and they're like, oh yeah, me too. They're able to like raise their hand and be like, yes, I want to be part of this. And I see someone who's struggling with the same thing and she's also thriving. And how can I learn from her? Cause you know, we're in the same spot. So I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah. It's been so cool to be able to realize that yes, it's a business, but when it's based in a mission and you really feel confident in the mission behind a brand, like it can grow into so much more than just, oh, like it's based in the revenue or the sales or the shirts. Like it's, yes, we sell apparel, but it's so much greater than apparel sales at this point, which is an awesome feeling.
Yeah. I can like hear your passion behind this purpose, and it's so cool. Love it. Okay, so I have to know, you have to share with us about how Good Morning America slid into your DMs. You didn't go pitch them. How did they come? How did they find you?
Oh, it's so funny because it's exactly like what we were just talking about as far as like cultivating community and like being based in a mission over sales. Like, I feel like when you're so excited about something and you're so aligned, and like I said, like this took trial and error to get here. It's not like I just was like, oh, this is what I do and I'm aligned. Like, it took me a while to figure it out. But when you get there, it's like the money just comes and the success just comes, and being a business owner feels so good. And even though there's challenges, you get through them. So I actually, again, kind of just thinking about what is the mission of my brand? How do I want to support nurses? I know they need help. I talked to my community. What do we need? Kind of like we just talked about in the last question there. But I found that in the beginning of the pandemic, nurses tended to just keep saying like, we're struggling. Like, we were working so hard, we can barely get a second to eat or drink or whatever. And so I was like, you know what? Something is better than nothing. And I'm just going to see what I can do as far as like using my community and leveraging them to help nursing units around the country. So what I did was donated money from, I think it was like a full week of profits from my shop. So I donated all of that money personally. I then raised money through a GoFundMe and Venmo, and created these huge nurse care packages. So I created 20 of them, mm-hmm. and 10 of them we shipped internationally, like just throughout the country. And then the other 10, we actually locally delivered, like we put them all in our car and locally delivered them. And that was not based in making any money. It was just based in mission and service and kind of showing up for our community when we knew that they were struggling in the beginning of the pandemic. Like I previously said, everyone was based in fear and really mentally not sure what was going to go on. And so that was our way of supporting them. And I documented the whole process. Like I said, like that's been something that I've consistently done, is always just document everything I do along the way for my community over on Instagram at the time. And so like Good Morning America, ABC News, I got on like a bunch of news stations just because they found out about what I did. And it was just, it's so crazy because it's, you think like you need to pitch these big, you know, big mm-hmm. news stations or be calling all these different producers and how do I get these contacts? And it's like, no, when you're aligned and you're doing what means a lot to you, those type of things just come. And so it's really, that was like one of the most like eye-opening things that has happened in business for me was getting that email that day and being like, oh my God, like I didn't even try to get this. Like I got this because, or I got this opportunity, or even just the email in general. Like I was like, this is so cool because they're just recognizing me for what I'm already passionate about and making a difference. And so I think service should not be overlooked in business. And like I said, community and having a strong mission. I think those things are all what kind of drove that experience to come to be. And yeah, so I ended up getting on Good Morning America, which was so cool as like I said, you know, still working nurse, mm-hmm. but also business owner. And it was a cool experience to be able to share my story on national media.
That is amazing. It's something I dream of, but I love that you got it for service. You were going out, you were serving these nurses, not with the intent of getting nationwide coverage, not with getting all this recognition, but of actually like giving to your community. So that, I mean, mind blown.
I know. And it's so powerful, like to realize that is like the little token of, or like reward that you get for just doing what feels good and like what you know is right, you know? So for me, my brand is largely based in community and service. And I've had awesome opportunities like that come up over and over again, just through what I'm doing. I'm actually doing that exact same thing again, where I donate money from the shop and raise money through GoFundMe and Venmo and stuff. I think by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be over, but I'm raising money for it right now to do it again 2 years later. And so it's exciting to like, just see what happens the second time around. Like, even though we're doing the exact same thing, I'm like, oh, I'm curious to see like, what do we mean? You know, how much do we get to do this time? And I'm genuinely excited about it. And so it's cool to be able to feel like you're aligned with business and your mission and all of that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I want to like ask now, how can people, if they have a nurse, if people listening are not nurses and they have a nurse in their life, you know, in their family, friend, whatever, like how can they show up and support them? Because I know that when I was teaching, and I know it was not the same as nurses during the pandemic, but it was hard and I just needed a hug some days. So like, how can people show up for the nurses in their lives and really give them the support that they need right now while we're still going through this?
Yeah, I think that's one of the best questions that people that aren't nurses can ask. So I really appreciate that, because I think it's hard sometimes to know that someone's struggling and then feel paralyzed by not knowing how you can actually support them or help them and make an impact for them. And I think a lot of people are going through that right now. And it's funny because everyone knows a nurse. Like, I'm convinced everybody knows a nurse. Like, it's like everyone knows a teacher, you know? It's like, these are just these wholesome jobs that so many people have that, you know, everyone knows someone who's a nurse and probably needs support. And so it's a great question to ask. I think, like, even like, that's why I kind of started this with Purpose People. Like I said, like with get like raising money for care packages and stuff, because random people who just know they need to support nurses, but don't know how, can donate $10 and feel good about the fact that they made an impact through my business, because I know, or I have the ability to give nurses what they need on a bigger scale. And so stuff like that is important. But I think directly, if you know a nurse and you're just like, I know they need something, I honestly think like a $10 Venmo, just being like, hey, like was thinking of you, like, I know how hard it is, like, here's lunch. Just feeling seen, I think, is one of the biggest things, because the reality is right now that the problems and the reasons why nurses aren't happy aren't things that their brother or sister or cousin or best friend can fix. Yeah. You know, no one's going to be able to staff the hospitals for them or give them a better assignment or, you know, make a patient's family member treat them better or whatever that is. Right. But I think making them feel seen is the most important thing you can do. And so whether it's, like I said, a $10 Venmo or like sending them coffee, I think people do that frequently, which I think is so sweet, is like buying coffee for like the unit. Like if your grandma's admitted to the hospital, being like, oh, I'm going to buy coffee for the nurses today. Like we genuinely like appreciate that. And it sounds dumb, but like notes and stuff like that, like during the pandemic, we got a ton of notes from kids, like they're exploring things, like stuff like that. And I think just ask yourself, like, what does this specific person need to be seen, or how do they like to feel seen? Cause it's probably someone that you know decently well. And so whatever that is for that person. And I also think, asking them like it's not a bad thing to be like, hey, like I see how much you're doing, like I want to support you, I'm just not exactly sure, like what do you need right now? Like that's not a bad thing to not know the answer. It's more about reaching out and making that person feel heard and appreciated, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes, it does. It makes so much sense, because I can relate so much. You know, I think it's these helping professions where, you know, people just expect you to just, you're a natural helper, nurturer, you know, of people, that sometimes people, you want it back a little bit, like take care of me for a minute. So,
and you know, what's so funny too, is actually, I believe yesterday I posted like a TikTok and I just said like, do you guys like being called heroes? Because I'm a nurse myself and I hate it. Yeah. Because it kind of like dehumanizes us and makes us feel like we're just supposed to be these like nurturers, like helpers, no matter what, no matter how we're treated, what circumstance, like we're supposed to be giving and nurturing, which we are, obviously, like that's part of the characteristic of being a nurse for a lot of people, but it kind of dehumanizes us in a way. And so I didn't really say that. I just said like, what do you guys think? Like, do you like being called a hero or not? Like, I feel like it's very polarizing. And I had probably 200 comments in the last 24 hours of people saying, no, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And it's so funny because all the nurses are so mad. And so I think that's something too, to be mindful of, is like the verbiage you use. Because I think a lot of times, like I said, like being called a hero from the outside looking in, you're like, oh, that's like the best like badge of honor you could have. But I think when you're in the profession and you're tired and exhausted and people are like, oh, you're a hero though, it makes you feel like you're like, no, I don't, I want you to for what I'm going through and what I'm struggling with right now, not just putting me up on this pedestal to make me feel like I have to perform even more. And so I think that that's been something lately that I've noticed, that can be helpful for the average person.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the hero thing means you don't get a break, right? You keep going. You're better than all of us. So you're supposed to, you know, do all this. So yeah.
Totally. Yeah, heroes, like, uh-huh. What we think of as heroes is like comic book movies, mm-hmm. Marvel, you know, like all that stuff. And those are unrealistic expectations. It's like you said, like they don't get a rest. They mm-hmm. overperform. They have abilities that the average person doesn't have. Like that's what we're comparing nurses to. Like, no, nurses are people. <They're> yeah. Just like teachers. And like you said, these helping professions. And so I think it's a little bit of a perspective shift that has kind of, I think society needs to kind of take on a little bit as of late. Because I think in the beginning of the pandemic, like going back to us talking about that, like I think people appreciated it more because they were like, yeah, like we're doing the work of heroes. Like we're doing shit that people, you know, aren't expected to do. And we're going above and beyond. And then I think, you know, fast forward 2 years, it's almost like not the same impact, like using those words has a different impact somehow, which is crazy. But
yeah,
I've kind of found that to be true. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that burnout is probably setting in and it's like, okay, I'm tired of being a hero.
Yeah.
Let me have a break, right?
Yeah. Hilarious. I'm going to go into retirement now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I've loved everything that you have shared with us today. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you want people to know or share with us that you feel like is important?
I'm trying to think as far as like the nursing profession. I think that question that you asked earlier was one of the most powerful ones I think people can ask of just like, if I am not a nurse, because I know that I'm sure most of the people listening to this podcast are not directly nurses, but mm-hmm. How can I show up and even provide a little bit of support to a nurse I know? I think that that's one of the best questions that you can ask, and really just straight up asking people what they need is going to be huge. And also just everyone just trying to be as healthy as they possibly can, I feel like is so impactful right now. I'm serious. Like, I feel like it's just insane how overwhelmed the hospitals are. But as far as like business stuff, I feel like that's like what I'm hyper-focused on right now, just serving through my business. But I think really like I've kind of reiterated a few times, but having a strong mission and keep going and trying different things until you land on what feels really good. Like if you're in business right now and you kind of alluded to like hearing excitement through my voice about my brand. If you're in business right now and you don't have that fire and that excitement and alignment with what you're doing, and you're just not really sure, but you feel like trying something new again is so exhausting. Like it's worth it, because I know that feeling when you're like, I just put so much work into this freaking blog and I did so much work, you know, to build this thing and to write all these different things. And then now I'm not aligned, like 3 months in, like, oh, I don't want to like now start a book club or start an apparel brand or start a podcast or start the mentorship or whatever that is, because you're like, oh, I feel like I'm starting from ground zero. I'm telling you, it's worth it. That's like one of the top pieces of advice I can give, because when you find this place of alignment, doing all the things we've talked about, service, mission, showing up, creating community, you know, building the brand, whatever it is, like it's so much easier because you're so excited, like genuinely excited. And you don't have to wake up and try to find the energy to work on your business. You just genuinely have it because you're aligned. And I think not giving up on that is huge for anyone who's looking to start their own business or build something for themselves outside of whatever their current position is or job is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so important. It is totally okay to pivot if it's not bringing you. Because otherwise, like, why are you trying to do a business if you're not passionate about it?
Just I know.
Go get a job, which is fine. 9-to-5 jobs are fine, also. And I want to reiterate that too. Like,
yeah, you know, totally.
Businesses are great too. But if you're not 100%, you know, you don't have to do just because other people are doing it. So.
Yeah. And like, we kind of get this thing in our mind that the spotlight's on us and everyone's looking at us. And like, if we stop what we started, mm-hmm. we get into that mindset block of just like what people are thinking and like, oh, I started this. I need to prove that I can be successful in this. And really your goal should be alignment and excitement about starting something new, not proving anything. So It's easy to get stuck in that, I think, for sure. Speaking from experience.
Yes. Yes. No, I feel you. I've been there because I've done a few other things before I landed on what I do now. And it's been like, this is not sitting right. You know, it just wasn't the right thing, and that's okay. So yeah, I love it. Great advice. Keep trying until you find what feels good for you and get you out of bed in the morning. Love that. Yeah. So tell everybody where they can find you online, how they can find out more about Purpose People.
Yeah. So like I said, I've kind of cultivated this community primarily through Instagram, but now I'm getting into TikTok. So it's fun. I have on Instagram, my personal page where I talk about just being a business owner. It's more about my life as a nurse personally. And that's at Eva Machado. And then my brand page is Purpose People Co. on Instagram. And that's more the community for nurses, apparel. That's all brand. I have my personal TikTok, which I'm really active on these days. I'm finding it to be really, really fun. And that's Eva Machado RN, like registered nurse at the end. And then, yeah, our website is Purpose People Co. or purposepeople.co. That's our website. And if you guys are interested in shopping or buying something for a nurse, you can go straight there. And I actually created a code for anybody that's a podcast listener of Wildly Worthy. You can use the code WILDLYWORTHY15. And that'll be 15% off if you guys want to snag anything. There are some non-nurse things on there as well. So if you're not a nurse and you still want to shop, we try to make some stuff more generic so that everyone can find something for themselves there. But yeah, I'd love to have you as part of the community.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing that generous discount promo code with us. So guys, go check it out if you find something for yourself or for a nurse in your life, right?
Yeah, seriously, thank you so much for having me. This was so awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming.
I so hope you guys enjoyed that interview as much as I enjoyed having it with Eva. Definitely go check out Purpose People to see what she's about. Also, quick reminder that the bonus one-on-one you're going to get for early bird signing up for Love Your Money is up today. The day that this podcast is published will be the last day. That's January 31st. As of February 1st, you're going to get the regular amount of one-on-ones, which is still 3 or 6, depending on your desire and your needs. But if you sign up before then, I'll give you a bonus. And that is a whole hour more to spend on your finances, getting your money in the right place so that you can start building that life that you really desire and it is reflecting who you are on the inside. I can't wait to watch these financial transformations happen. Once again, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Instagram at wildly_worthy. You can tag me in your stories or send me a DM. Also, I'd love it if you could leave us a rate or review and subscribe if you're not already doing so. Can't wait to see you next time. Bye.